This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This first portion of the show is brought to you by Taurus USA. Fighting for your Second Amendment right. Check them out at TaurusUSA.com. Joined this evening by almost the full complement. Most of the time I get two-thirds. There's three principal players at Arbalest Quarrel, and I normally get two-thirds, unless one's somewhere in another hemisphere. But tonight, joining me once again from Arbalest Quarrel are Roger Katz and Stephen DeAndrilli. Good evening, guys.
Glad to be back.
How was Asia?
Wow, well, that's a pretty open-ended question. I mean, where do we start? Get a little more focused. I mean, Asia is, it's actually a phenomenal experience if one goes there with an open mind and wants to learn how a whole different part of the world, a very populated, populated part of the world, conducts themselves.
Right.
Where would you, give me an idea where you'd like to, talk about that. But first of all, you know what? I'm so thankful to be back in the United States of America.
I didn't hear, Roger, away. Roger, are you there? I did not hear you jump in there.
Oh, yeah, well, I am. Okay. I'm here. Well, good. I need help. All right, good. Well, Bill, let me put it this way. I mean, if you're looking at it just from a vacation viewpoint, let's not go there. If you're looking at it from a viewpoint of where our listeners might be interested, it's fascinating. All right, let me share this with you. First of all, the major cities are so populated. New York City would be probably one of the least populated cities there. That's the first thing.
Wow.
Yes, they do have some problems. Pollution, in Beijing and in the northern industrial cities, it's not very healthy at all. I mean, you can't really see too much. There's so much pollution. It's people, 50% of the people walking around wearing masks. And
right.
That's because of, the breed and not to get a contagious disease. Crime-wise, that's what fascinated me a lot. And the traffic and everyday life. You feel totally safe. You're not going to be attacked violently, because if someone attacked you, 50 to 100, Chinese, right near them would pound on you and hold you. And even though I haven't seen in 3 weeks in Beijing, Shanghai, major cities, Hangzhou, where Alibaba's headquartered, Suzhou, all these major cities with, populations of 20 to 30 million people, I didn't see more than a dozen police officers in uniform. You see a lot of military, but not police officers. And I wondered, and those that I did see were not wearing guns. They were not armed. I saw two ambulances in 3 months. There were no traffic accidents whatsoever, and there's more traffic in Beijing and these cities that I mentioned than on the Long Island Railroad in New York City. And I wondered why. But I was told not only by people that I spoke with, but a dear friend that I talked with, an Irish lad from Bellport, Long Island, who's now there in his fifth year teaching the schools in Beijing, speaking fluent Chinese, that, the police are everywhere. You don't see them, but they would come out immediately. And if someone did commit a violent crime and they were found guilty in a court of law, they don't go to prison. They execute them.
Right.
And people know that. And is that a deterrent? Absolutely. Are there drugs? Absolutely not. You would not even think of carrying or using a drug in any way, manner, or form. There is zero tolerance. The only time I saw armed police in mass was in Hong Kong, and that was the last week of my 1 month stay. And the visiting president of the Philippines was there to make an apology against an attack that took place in the Philippines that caused some Chinese lives. And I guess the government didn't want anything to happen to him. But I saw more police than I ever saw in China whatsoever. So it's a different culture. We need to understand that. The Chinese people in general, the ones that I've met in every walk of life, they're very peaceful. And I believe that the Chinese government and the people, they want peace. They want to do business. They're not involved in the everyday politics that we are here. They definitely do filter the media. In my hotels, I couldn't get Fox News or One American News or any conservative program. I was stuck with CNN or MSNBC or BBC. Of course, I didn't get ABC, CBS, or NBC local or network. But CNN was the major broadcast. So I was getting a lot of propaganda. The newspapers also, propaganda, propaganda, propaganda. But again, the government they've got their goals set. The president, I think this president of China doesn't want to get in for a tit for tat. He's not, certainly not, in my humble opinion, looking for any controversy with the United States. They want to do business. They want peace. No one there is worried about a terrorist attack except for one area, Tiananmen Square. And it's huge. My goodness. Yeah, that was huge. And they're only worried because there are some factions within China, peripheral areas out west where you have a lot of Muslim population, and there has been some threats. But other than that, the average person in China and the government, they're not worried about any terrorist attack. It's not going to happen. They would put it down immediately. There would be no talking. It would just be done. And in a way, you know, I'm not advocating dictatorship. I'm not advocating a change of our government in any form, a Republican, democracy that we have, the Republic here, and our freedoms there. They don't have any of that in China. But then again, it's a different culture, and we have to understand that.
Right.
So the issue of guns, it would be like Europe. They can't relate to that. You cannot have a gun. You would not have a gun. You better not have a gun, or you're going to be executed. Case closed. But you don't need a gun. You don't need a gun. You don't need a gun there. The government will take care of it, as opposed to here, where the government doesn't protect the individual.
Yeah.
See, that's the problem. In our government, with the doctrine of sovereign immunity, the government, you can't sue the government for not protecting you. The government only has an obligation to protect society at large. So when you're an individual and you call upon the government, i.e. the police, who do the best job they can, but they can't respond quick enough, and they certainly can't be everywhere all the time, they're indemnified against the lawsuit, so you can't depend on them to defend you. So when you decide to exercise your Second Amendment right and your inalienable natural right of self-defense, whatever weapon you choose to utilize to defend yourself and your family, you cannot, because the government doesn't allow you to protect yourself. That's the dilemma we have here.
Yeah.
That's the dilemma.
Coming up on the first break, one question about this when we get back, but Arbalest Quarrel, you can find their writings at arbalestquarrel.com. You can also find them as featured writers at amoland.com. And, right here on Wednesday nights with me, at least one of them will show up when the other one isn't globetrotting, that is. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Oh, DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Who needs a Boyd hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This part of the conversation is brought to you by Crossbreed Holsters, fighting for your Second Amendment rights. Check them out at crossbreedholsters.com. Talking to the guys from Arbalest Quarrel, Roger Katz, Stephen DeAndrelli. One question I wanted to ask you, Stephen, before we move on. You were talking about how they don't have guns at all in Asia, in China. Does that even mean to the extent like they don't even have them the way they have them in England, where you can get a shotgun license and have a shotgun?
No, I didn't see anything like that. And I didn't see any hunting with a gun. I didn't see any. We also talked. There's no talk at all about it. It's just it's something that they just don't think about, period. It's like talking about having a rocket ship. I mean, the average person is not going to have a rocket ship. Well, you're not going to have a gun. They don't even think about it. It's not even in their mind. It's not even in their subconscious. It's amazing. But again, we need to understand something. It's a whole different culture.
Right.
And that's important. If I may, Bill, and then allow you and Roger to take over a little bit, and feel free to, of course, call on me. I miss you guys a lot. I miss our listeners. Like I said, I'm so happy to be home. But I have to give credit where credit's due. I've been catching up on my mail and my reading, and my last issue of America's First Freedom, NRA magazine, Wayne LaPierre wrote an outstanding piece on page 8 entitled, "Our Colleges Are Breeding Ground for Socialists Who Will Take Our Guns." And he talks about, you know, now most of the colleges and universities essentially have banned free speech, and these liberal teachers and professors are now indoctrinating our kids with ideas, and they're not allowing them to think, and you certainly can't disagree with them. And of course, guns is not an issue. They don't want you to talk about it. If I had to prioritize what the most important threat that I see to our Second Amendment rights and our rights, our freedom rights in the Bill of Rights, they would be an immediate threat and a long-term threat. But there's also some good part of this. There's a solution. And then I also want to compliment Charles Cook. In this issue, this month's issue of America's First Freedom, NRA, Charles Cook wrote an article entitled, it's a cover story, "Why Gun Haters Blame Gun Owners for Mass Murder." And I'm certain that this article appears in American Rifleman and maybe even in American Hunter. And what it talks about is the anti-gunners, I believe, know we're right. We're right on the issues. They call it gun violence, the issue of the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School shooting, and all the incidences involving firearms. They know we're right if they're willing to listen to intelligent argument. But, and there's the big but we're still a threat. So they know we're right, but we're a threat. What are we a threat to? We're a threat to their agenda. And what is their agenda? It's real simple. It's a new world order. It's a new socialist world order. So their strategy is to place a social stigma on gun owners. And when they attack the NRA, they're attacking you and I and Roger and everyone that is a member of the NRA. And everyone who may not be an NRA member, but still believes in the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, our freedoms, and our right of choice. So there are two threats, an immediate threat, and I think we can band together and start working on that immediate threat. And we can use the tragedy at the Marjorie Stonewall Douglas High School in our favor. If we can try and get Betsy DeVos, the education secretary, who's going to be submitting a report to President Trump on school safety. And that's why the Obelisk Quarrel has been writing a series of articles on it, because she needs to know that a lot of Republican politicians caved in under pressure from CNN and the media. A perfect example is they're raising the age in Florida to own a rifle shotgun. And so they need to understand, she needs to understand, and the president does understand, but he needs to have some backing that school safety is there's many, many things involved, and it's not about taking our guns. And that's why when you get the school unions, the UFT, the United Federation of Teachers, all the teachers, all these professors, and the first thing they want to do is blame the gun, constantly blaming the gun, and they don't want to listen to anything else. They are aiding and abetting the problem. So there's an immediate thing that we can do. And then there's also a long-term thing. You see, because this whole socialist movement attacking students and their ability to have freedom of speech and their ability to have discussions and have a brain of their own, that needs to be addressed too, because we need to make sure if you're a parent or a grandparent, you could, and I've said this before, you need to check what is your teacher teaching your child, what are the schools allowing your child to be taught, is there a flag in the classroom, are they pledging allegiance to it, are they saying that the Second Amendment and the First Amendment and the Bill of Rights are not important? Because we need to make sure that our kids on all school levels are not indoctrinated, because if we lose this battle, then we'll lose everything. I really believe in that. And I'd just like to leave it at that. And then, Roger, of course, I know you definitely have a lot to say on it.
We got about a minute and a half, so, you know, schools, colleges, that's going to be a very tough nut to crack, except in a lot of cases. I have noticed my first sponsor ever, he's a restaurateur now, he says that he grew up as a leftist until he began to own things.
Yep.
And then he found out the true cost of leftism, liberalism, you know, progressivism, socialism, basically. And, you know, he got tired of his money being the thing. So that having been said, I don't know. I don't know what the answer to that's going to be, because that's a big fight. That's a big fight. It is necessary.
Yeah, but you could start very simply. Make it simple. Go and ask your child what they're learning in school. And then go to the school and be an active parent and find out what are the schools teaching your child and what does the classroom look like? Is there a flag? Do they stand up and pledge allegiance? What do they talk about when they talk about the Bill of Rights, the United States Constitution, in the history lesson? And,
right.
and if it's lacking, then let's address the issue. That's something that needs to be done. And the school safety issue, we cannot have another incident like this, because the warning signs were there. Okay?
Yep. Let me get you to hold on right there. We're coming up on the break. We'll be right back. My guests, Stephen D'Andrelli, Roger Katz from Marvelous Quarrel. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
To you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This conversation is brought to you by Rock River Arms, protecting your Second Amendment rights. Check them out at rockriverarms.com. I am speaking with Arbalest Quarrel. I'm speaking with Stephen DeAndrilli, Roger Katz. Which so far, I mean, Stephen, were you done with the schools thing? Are we going to talk to Roger now? What are we doing,
well,
Roger?
You know what? Let me just say one more thing, and then yeah, let Roger jump in here because he has a lot to say, and we've been talking to our third partner, Vinny, who feels and I agree that we need more people control, more government control, not gun control. And when he mentioned that to me, I said, well, what do you mean, Vinny? What do you mean more people control? Well, he made a very good point. You know, most of these recent tragic gun violent incidents happened even though we had prior warning. And that warning went unheeded. Perfect example. This kid who jumped over the White House fence saying that he had an appointment to meet Donald Trump, President Trump. The father has guns. The government gave the guns back. The father gives the guns to the kid. Well, of course he's going to use them. And that's just one example. In every case that I've looked at, the government had prior notice that there was a possible problem and did nothing. And then what happens is when the situation happens, all hell breaks out. And what does the media do? And what do the politicians do? They blame the gun. They blame the gun. They blame the gun owner. They blame the NRA. And that's one of the things that I think we're going to be addressing in the near future. Roger, take over, buddy. I've said enough.
Am I on? All right.
You are on.
You're on.
All right. Actually, I would like to take a rather larger viewpoint or focus of what is going on in our nation today. And in many ways, we've come full circle. We look at the war for our independence, and following that war, there was a real concern as to what sort of government would we have, the federal government, that is, and what would that relationship be to the state. And that led to the Constitutional Convention in 1787, because many individuals, powerful individuals, saw that the federal government was relatively weak and wanted to make it stronger. And yet there were others that were very concerned about a strong federal government with a strong standing army. And the result was that we had a distinction between two opposing factions, the Federalist and the Anti-Federalist. And the Federalist basically believed in a strong, it has a different connotation today, but basically when we talk about federalism, but the Federalists believed in a strong central government. The Anti-Federalists were really concerned about that power being taken away from the state, which also meant being taken away from the people. And it was very important to the Anti-Federalists that if they were going to make any concessions to a strong federal government, it would be absolutely critical that we have a Bill of Rights. And the most important amendment was the Second Amendment, with the idea of a militia. And I know, Bill, you had a at the end of the show, you were going to ask me a question regarding the militia that we had started to talk about, because there is a organized militia which is tied to the national government, or rather the National Guard, and really which is under the control of the national government because they can call on the National Guard at any time. And then there's the unorganized militia. But before I get into that, if we do get into that, I want to point out that what we're seeing today is in many ways a replay of the Federalist versus the Anti-Federalist. We see in the Democratic Party and in the Liberals, and actually they don't really have anything within the concept of Federalist versus Anti-Federalist of the early days of the Republic, because at least here or there, we were all Americans. Now it seems that there's this notion that we have to have open borders. This concept of globalization is basically tearing apart the very concept of a nation state. But these, if we say loosely that the people in California, the Jerry Browns and the Libby Schaffs, and those that would like to have open borders and just welcome in every woebegone individual from every woebegone country to come to this country, we are going to be in a world of hurt. And what I find, and I've mentioned this several times, I'm sure, and what I'm most concerned about is this idea that the Democrats seem to profess a real concern about the lives of individuals, about the well-being, and usually it's the well-being of illegal aliens. But you find that they care more about groups than they care about individuals. And groups are not murdered. It's individuals that are murdered. And they don't seem to care about that. They want a strong government, and a strong government that eventually will transcend the federal government of any nation state and will become eventually, as Stephen said, a new world order ruled by a international elite. And we tend to be going in that direction. But the thing of it is, if you're going to give government, whether it's a supranational governing body like Brussels over the EU, or just our own very strong federal government. Who really protects the individuals against threats to their well-being, to their safety? And it's very clear, as Stephen said, that the government is under no compunction to protect the life and well-being of any individual. And if that's the case, then the Second Amendment, as Antonin Scalia has said very eloquently in the Heller case, is required to take upon himself or herself her own self-defense. And yet, it's very clear that these new age strong government people, like in New York and in California, wish to basically destroy any power on the part of the individual to control his own destiny and to take responsibility for his own life and well-being. And how do you square that circle? You really can't.
Let me get you to hold right there on squaring the circle if we can. Talking to Roger Katz and Stephen D'Andrilli from Arbalest Quarrel, trying to wade through the quagmire that is the new age leftist viewpoint of the world and schools and quite a pile of stuff we've got. You can find them at amboland.com, at their own website, arbalestquarrel.com, and right here. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? But were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever, maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. We are talking to the guys from Arbalest Quarrel. That being Roger Katz and Stevie D'Andrilli. Have I got time to ask you about the militia question real quick, Roger?
Please do, Bill.
Wasn't that sort of codified by the Dick Act? I mean, I know that isn't one of those things that where we get out and we say, oh, today in historical laws, we're looking back at this. But, I mean, hasn't that been codified, the whole idea of the unorganized militia?
Yes, it has. Actually, there's a new statutory section. It's 10 United States Code, Section 246. And it's titled Militia. And it comes under Title 10 of the Armed Forces, Subtitle A, General Military Law, Part 1, Organization and General Military Powers. And it says this, basically, the militia of the U.S. consists of all able-bodied males, that's male, at least 17 years of age, and except as provided in Section 313 of Title 32, under 45 years of age, who are or who have made a declaration of intention to become citizens of the United States, and a female citizen of the U.S., United States, who are members of the National Guard. And subsection B says this very succinctly. The classes of the militia are, one, the organized militia, which consists of the National Guard and the Naval Militia, which really comes under the auspices of the federal government, and two, the unorganized militia, which consists of the members of the militia who are not members of the National Guard or the Naval Militia, which is basically everyone else. So, you and I, Bill, and Stephen, are members of an unorganized militia. Many states actually codify that notion in their own state constitution. But either way, the fact is that federally, there is an unorganized militia to which we all belong. Now, that would have become more important, I would say, prior to Heller. Because prior to Heller, there was the argument, in interpreting the Second Amendment, do we interpret it by the so-called standard model, which is not to be confused with the standard model of physics that talks about the major forces, the electromagnetic force and weak and strong nuclear force, but basically talks about the notion that the right that's mentioned in the Second Amendment goes to the individual, that it's an individual right. And then there's the other theory of collective right, which many
courts and certainly the liberal wing of the Supreme Court holds to, that any right that exists within the Second Amendment is tied to a militia. And if that's the case, you really want to know, well, do we have an unorganized militia? Do I belong to that automatically? And if so, do I have a right to keep and bear arms? But obviously with Heller, Scalia made it a point of saying, and the majority chimed in, that it is an individual right anyway. So, and it becomes more and more important because, again, when you look at the real threat to not only our nation, but to really the sanctity of autonomy of the individual, this is really under direct threat. We see it under direct threat by billionaires such as Michael Bloomberg, and perhaps even more, I think even more of a danger is this George Soros, who works with various left wing groups like Acorn and Black Lives Matter and Media Matters and Planned Parenthood and the Southern Poverty Law Center, all of these, which are basically socialist organizations that would like to see the destruction of the nation state of this country. They want to see, first of all, more centralized control, but centralized control that's eventually going to be directed to a international body. And that's why Soros is working tirelessly, ceaselessly, attempting to basically constrain whatever nationalist impulses exist in the nations of the EU. And actually, when you think about it, it's those particular nations that had once been part of the Soviet bloc. When you think of Poland and you think of the Baltic states and you think of Hungary and Czechoslovakia. But there's nationalist movements afoot also in Germany and in Italy and in the Netherlands, and it's understandable. But what it is that is really insidious is when we take a look at the issue of gun control, is the idea that it's sold to the public with this idea being that, well, the police are there to protect you. You'll just shoot yourself in the foot. No one really needs a gun anymore today. It's an anachronism. It's archaic. And but what they're really talking about, that the average person who doesn't much care to own a firearm for self-defense will say, yeah, well, who really needs a so-called assault weapon? Or who needs any firearm for that matter? And they may very well live in a nice, safe community. But basically, there is an agenda. And the agenda is that, as Stephen said earlier, and as our third business partner was concerned about, this idea of people control. The idea being that it's very necessary by these organizations, George Soros and Bloomberg and all these liberal groups, to take the power of the firearm that is given to the public, to take that away from them. So,
hey, Phil, can I get in here for a second?
Yeah,
well, we have about 2.5 minutes left.
Well, I'm going to do it in less because it's ironic. You know, when I was in China, I had an awe-inspiring experience in a city called Xi'an, which is not too far from Beijing. And this ties in what Roger's saying, because this is how the anti-gunners and these New World Order socialists could actually win if we're not cognizant of it and don't do something about it. When we think about what Donald Trump, President Trump, wants to do by building a wall to safeguard America and protect our borders, it's nothing new. But we don't hear about that.
We don't remember that two of the probably most advanced ancient civilizations did that very thing. The Roman Empire had Hadrian's Wall. And the Chinese had the China Wall. I actually walked it. I actually made it up. And as I was on that wall, you know, I'm sorry I didn't mention it in the beginning of the program. It was one of the highlights of our trip. And I looked out and I said, wow, thousands of miles of wall to protect China. Berlin, the Berlin Wall had its purpose. So we need to definitely protect our borders. And by protecting our borders, we're not going to allow an influx of threatening people who don't cherish our values and who will be coming here for the purpose of actually destroying our values. So that goes hand in hand also with our fight to defend the Second Amendment and with the idea of the militia, because we are all the militia. And we need to be more active, and we need to not make excuses or put it off. There's so much that we can do right now. But just think of that.
Well,
China Wall, the yep. China Wall, Hadrian's Wall.
We have run out of time.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll be back.
Yes, you will.
By the way, I'll be at the NRA convention next week, so I don't know. What are we doing with the program?
I'll be there too, so I will. You know, we'll still do the program.
You and Roger will cover the hold the fort while I'll be gone there. I'll be in the infantry.
Okay. All right. Thank you for joining me this evening, guys.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Hour number two is coming up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.